The administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency, Lisa Jackson, says this will mean blending more biofuels into petroleum.
Under the proposed rule, the total volume of renewable fuel ramps up to a maximum of 36 billion gallons by 2022.
But for the first time, renewable fuels will also have to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Bob Dineen heads up the ethanol trade group, the Renewable Fuels Association. He says the carbon footprint of ethanol is 61% smaller than petroleum, but the government wants to include indirect effects such as reduced corn exports, leading other countries to slash and burn rainforests to grow corn.
We believe when that is better understood, ethanol is going to continue to demonstrate significant carbon benefits.
The government will hear their concerns and others during a 60-day comment period. For the Environment Report, this is Lester Graham.